You've tuned into Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than no money at a Black Friday sale.
It's better
than a surprise history test. You know you're gonna fail.
It's better
than being in the middle of the ocean with a broken sail.
It's better
than being caught by the beeping thing at Walmart.
Sir, could you step this way, please?
Blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Well, on today's show, we've got listener call-ins. Basically, the Jesus Geek is going to invade our show.
That's it?
That's it.
That's all we got.
Pretty much.
For Friday. It's Friday,
it's
and that's
Friday.
All we got?
Well,
two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
All right.
It's Friday.
Yay.
TGIF.
It's Friday. You know what?
What?
Chaz, his little fingers, there's no meat on them.
They're gone?
There's just little scary skeleton
little,
fingers
little bones,
sticking out of the
little
hands.
Bones. He's been working hard this week.
And there's blood all over his Mac.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Macs are expensive. You can't get that blood out.
Well, he's worked so hard that he's rubbed blisters and then got blisters on top of blisters and then finally just cut them off so he could tap directly from his skeleton bones.
Huh. What's all this for?
This is the new website I've been telling you about.
3.0.
My life
finished. Yeah, I missed
3.0.
1 and 2, apparently.
Yeah. You've been around. You just, I think you had 2 posts on 1 and maybe 3 posts on 2 and... Who knows? Maybe you'll get so excited about this social site, you'll actually participate.
Maybe.
So it's a social-based website. It is going to add the ability to have video and blogs and songs. And you can add your own favorite artists to your webpage.
Does it reach out and hug you?
It does.
It reaches out and hugs you?
And just spiritually gives you a nice warm hug.
Well,
it's your little home on the net.
Home on the net.
Home on the net,
where the squirrels and chipmunks play.
Where seldom is heard a negative word.
Word.
And
John Wilkerson's not around all day.
But he is today, you said.
He is. You know what? None of the listeners called in this week. So we have to play 3 John Wilkerson call-ins. It's just sad, isn't it?
It kind of is. I'm sure it'll be funny, though.
Yeah, he's great. I've been listening to his show, JesusGeek.info,
mm-hmm.
and it's really good. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he wrapped up his series on Podcasting 101,
yeah.
Godcasting 101.
Godcasting.
And he does Mac Mondays. And,
which, he's a Mac fan,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's a Mac guy.
Yeah. Once a Mac guy, always
well,
a Mac
he's
guy.
He's sort of an all-around guy.
And converted.
He's sort of an all-around kind of guy.
Huh.
Yeah, he's pretty much up on whatever's going on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well,
can
anyway,
we hear what he says to say?
Sure. Well, you know, last week I sent him a Valentine.
Did he get my apology last week?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I haven't listened to the message. I didn't know I got 3 by.
Okay.
I know one of them is about the Valentine I sent him.
Oh.
So
hey, Brad, it's John. And I'll be your Valentine any day.
Okay, you can talk to the people while I go wash my ears. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that need to. I think I'm just going to take some gasoline, put it on a Q-tip,
yeah,
and see if I can get,
yeah,
it, out
get it out
with,
yeah,
that.
Maybe I'll start them on fire.
Maybe I may have to. I may have to scorch the insides to cleanse myself. Oh, boy. So Valentine's Day was good, yes?
Yeah.
It wasn't the best Valentine's Day ever.
No.
Because I had to work that day.
Yeah.
And I had a tough day at work. And I got home and you're sitting there going, because you had a tough day with the kids.
Yeah.
And we had a nice meal.
But we had decided we were going to do Valentine's Day on Friday instead of on Thursday.
Yeah. And then it got split between Thursday
and
Friday.
And then we couldn't decide. And then it just.
So it didn't. Yeah. But we still had a good day.
Yeah.
I mean, we rallied around each other and kept each other company on the couch. And
yeah. It was nice.
Had a nice meal.
Yes, we did.
And we gave each other our Valentine's Day cards and stuffs. And And it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
It was all good.
It was what we needed. It was just a hug and a love.
You're not going to go there, are you?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
I'm just saying we didn't need a whole going out.
Well, we went out.
We went out the next night, but
we had all the shrimp.
We did. We ate all the shrimp. We went to Red Lobster and ordered every type of shrimp they have.
They have like this new grilled shrimp menu, and we ordered every kind of grilled shrimp you could get.
Yeah, you got three.
We had six different kinds of shrimp, and we shared them.
We ate shrimp.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. And they were good.
Yeah.
Because we're shrimp fans.
Yeah, we like shrimp.
Although biblically, you're not supposed to eat shrimp.
That was only then. This is now. There's a freezer now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Helen loves shrimp.
Is that your rule? Helen does love shrimp.
Runs in the family. Anyway, what John Wilkerson, he was going to talk
next
again?
One. Sure.
All right. Okay, first of all, there's no running red lights just because nobody is around.
This is from a show last week. We talked about going through a red light, and yes, you can run a red light. No, not run a red light.
No.
You come up to the red light, you come to a complete stop, you look both ways, and then you go.
That's what you say. I don't agree with that.
You're going to sit at a red light at 2 o'clock in the morning for 2 minutes.
I would.
Waiting for it to change.
I would, yes, because that's the kind of person I am. You, however, will not, nor will your dad.
No, because it's not smart.
There you go. There you go.
Maybe this is the difference between people who grew up driving on streets and people who grew up driving in pastures.
Maybe.
You know, pastures and dirt roads don't always have stop signs everywhere. I mean, you
got to pay attention.
Pay attention and you go with what makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait.
The law is the law.
The law is not always the law.
Sometimes you have to break the law.
We are not legalistic.
Sometimes we have to break the law.
That's right. Civil disobedience.
For safety.
This is true.
Like when I had to swerve around that tree.
I will not let that happen.
It's true.
An emergency situation came up where you had to swerve out of the way to miss a tree, but you got pulled over for not signaling that you were going to swerve and miss the tree.
Yeah. And I said, I had to get out of the way. You wanted me to run over the tree in my car? Very respectfully, of course.
He just wanted to pull over the hot chick in the car.
And he said, what tree? I said, well, you know, you may want to go back there and clear it out of the road because I almost ran over and it was big. And he's, okay, I'm going to give you a warning. I don't need a warning. Go get the tree.
What are you warning me of? That I should hit the tree next time?
Next time, run over the tree and wreck your car. That's what he wanted
warning.
Me to do. So in that case, I had to break the law. I didn't have time to signal. It was get out of the way.
You were following the car too closely that was ahead of you that didn't allow you to see the tree.
Okay, John.
The Bible says, Mr. Bradley McFadden, the Bible says...
Oh, now he's going to throw the Bible at me.
...that we're to obey the laws of the land as Christians.
That's right, the law of the land, not the letter of the law.
That's true.
Sometimes you have to break the law for the love of your neighbor.
And the love of my child. I'm not running over the tree.
Exactly. We're not legalistic people. We know when it's proper to obey the law. We do obey the spirit of the law. I would not endanger someone else's life by going through a red light. That's just stupid. I would come to a complete stop. I would look both ways, and then I would proceed. Because that...
At 2 in the morning.
It doesn't have to be at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's the only time you do it. You don't do it during the day. You never do it like in the middle of the day.
Oh, I do.
Not when I'm with you.
Well,
because you know I threw a flipping fit.
Usually in the day, there's somebody coming, but... 5 o'clock in the morning when I'm going through the middle of town, I always, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, yeah.
Okay. You're saying there's nothing magic about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Did you miss that verse in the Bible?
Is he still going on?
He is. Let him finish.
Bible? Maybe you did. I don't know. Maybe it's not in your Bible. Maybe you got one of those newfangled Bibles that doesn't have that verse in it. That just takes the verse.
What's he going on about again?
Okay, I don't remember.
Verses out or kind of changes them around because it's... the way things sound. Okay, second of all, your privacy is not being invaded by being photographed in a public place.
My car, the inside of my car, is not a public
place. It is a private place.
That's a private place.
It is a private place.
You have windows on your house?
It's still your private place.
Is that a public place or a private place?
Somebody comes taking a picture of you through the windows of your house, that is an invasion of privacy.
Place. That's right. The inside of my car is my private property.
That's right. I own it.
That's why you have to have a search warrant to look in there.
That's right. Same thing.
I'm a legalistic Mr. John Wilkerson living up north in the Yankee land where all the people are communists.
And established by the Supreme Court, if you are in a public place on a public road or a public park, anyone can take your picture without permission. Because you're in public. So, your privacy has not been violated. That's like saying, well, I was walking down the street holding hands with my mistress, and someone took a picture of us and sent it to my wife. What are they doing taking my picture? That's the same thing. The same thing applies.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. You can take a picture of my license plate going through the red light. That's not a problem.
No, you could do that, but not of me.
Don't take my picture.
Mm-mm. Not in my car. If I got my head hanging out of my car, take my picture.
Right.
If I'm standing beside my car, take my picture. If I'm in my car, no.
There you go. That's the rules.
So, as far as having friends of the opposite gender, I don't have any friends that are of the opposite gender.
Okay, but that's not really fair since you don't have any friends.
That's because I don't call everyone my friend. I will say they're an acquaintance. I have very few friends in my life, and so
that's not surprising. I have a lot of friends. I've been blessed with a lot of friends. Uh-huh. And I have a lot of friends of the opposite sex. Uh-huh. But I don't, I mean, April's my friend, uh-huh. and
Jill.
Jill's my friend, and I would consider Sherry my friend, mm-hmm. and Belinda's my friend. But these are friends of friends. These are wives of my friends.
Yeah.
These are not, like, my friends.
Right.
And these are friends of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But these are, you know, but they're still friends of mine. Mm-hmm. You know, Ginger, sure. I mean, these are friends. But they are of the opposite sex. Therefore, there are certain
rules,
proprieties mm-hmm. that must be obeyed.
What qualifies is someone being a friend? Someone being a friend is someone that I can call at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, that's why he didn't have a lot of friends.
And come get me out of jail. And there aren't many people that'll do that for
me. No, no, no.
But no, wait a minute. He's obeying the law, so he shouldn't be in jail.
Exactly. Why would John Wilkerson be in jail?
He wouldn't because he's
obeying the law.
The letter
of the
letter,
law.
Letter
besides,
of
everybody knows.
The law.
Everybody knows. That a decent friend is somebody you can call at 2 o'clock in the morning and will come get you out of jail.
The best friend would be in there with you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Wow, are there? No, I don't think there are now. Okay, I'm going to go now. I haven't even had any coffee this morning and I'm, like, acting all weird.
What was that?
It was a John. It was a John.
Am I still connected and coughing at you? Oops.
It's like a John Wilkerson audio karate chop.
That was scary.
If you want to check out more of John Wilkerson and his antics, it's at JesusGeek.info.
He's funny.
He is.
All right. You know, I just had to call in with this. So here we go. Brad, this is for you. This is my little Peter Cetera here going on for you.
Oh, no.
Now, this is one that you requested.
You wanted
people to call in and give mm-hmm. us Peter Cetera. And John Wilkerson's the only one that took it up on it. He's the only one brave enough.
Yeah, what happened there?
Y'all
dropped the ball. I threw it to you and you dropped it.
I'm surprised Gracie didn't call in with a Peter Cetera.
I can't believe
song.
She didn't call in and sing for
Especially
me.
Gracie. She let you down.
Gracie, come on.
We love poking people in the ear, don't we? Where's Tim Meads? Where's Tim's Meads? You're the inspiration. Where's Gracie's? Well, again, I won't say that. I've almost said the wrong song there. that would have been bad. What's another one? 25:10-4. Come on.
Night, it's very clear. We're both lying here.
Hey, he's singing it for me. I sang this last week.
There's so many things I want to say. I will always love you. I would never leave you alone. And then there's another verse, and then it goes to the chorus here, where it goes, I am the man who will fight Your honor. It's a little too high for me. I'll be the hero that you're dreaming of.
Whatever.
Dreaming of.
Oh, yeah.
We'll live forever.
Knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love.
Hey, and then, you know,
it's a duet.
Sinatra, right? Fly me to the moon.
Oh.
Hey, what's he going off here?
Frank Sinatra, fly me to the moon. Oh, yeah.
And let me dance among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on
Jupiter and Mars.
This is an astronaut love song. I don't understand this song.
In all the world.
And I don't understand why he's singing it.
Because we asked him to sing songs and nobody did. I'm not doing this anymore.
Sorry about that little crack of the voice there. In all the world. Darling, kiss me.
Hey, now, wait just a minute. John Wilkinson is...
Hey, you know, you gotta love that. Oh, Frank Sinatra, I love it! And then there's the one by Rascal Flatnell.
He's gonna sing more? Yes. You see what you started?
Yeah, but he's the only one, and I am very disappointed.
You should, you know what?
People said when you polled them that they were going to actually try to listen since I was going to be on the show.
They are listening, girl.
But they're not
commenting on the
show. They have to respond.
Stop tapping things.
I like to tap.
You should be thankful for what you got.
That this?
That John Wilkinson called in.
That he responded in singing at us?
In trio.
In trio.
He's going to sing Rascal Flats for you. He's serenading you. But instead of thanking him and being thankful for him, you're grabbing at everybody else.
No, I'm thanking him. Thank you. I think that's great.
There you go.
God bless.
I don't think it's great. But
it's great that he responded.
And led me straight to you.
Oh, he went into country voice.
He actually has a very good voice.
Every
I mean, he's on a cell phone, but he's actually got a really good voice. He did Christmas carols last year.
I don't know. I don't know all the lyrics of that song anyway. But
it's a pretty song.
Just thought I'd throw that in there. Some of my favorite love songs that I like. See, my wife likes, the one from Journey. Which one is it? Oh, there's so many of them, right? You know, you got of course, you got Italian Restaurant. Mandy by Barry Manilow. I know I like Barry Manilow. I wouldn't admit that like 20 years ago, but now I guess so. There's just so many of them out there. You could just go on and on and on and on and on. And I could go on and on and on and on.
Evidently, he's going to go on and on and on.
Because I need to finish my lunch.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Happy lunch, John.
Out.
Out. See ya. Peace. I don't know.
Peace, brother.
Whatever. I'm just going along with it. Shh. He's gone. That's good, right? All right. Thanks, John, for calling in and making our day. That was great.
That was fun. Good. See, now we need more of that. More of that.
More of that and less of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it?
No, just more of that.
Sam had a good voice. You didn't think that was Sam who was singing at us last
week. I did not think
that
was
Sam.
And that was Sam.
That was good.
He verified that that was him.
I'm impressed. See, you know what? You meet Sam, very serious man. He's very...
This is what we're talking about. You would never guess from meeting him that he would do something like this.
See, I you know what? I'm picturing him in that blonde wig.
Play that smile on your lips. Blood nails on your fingertips. A schoolboy dream. You act so shy.
Even listening to it now, I can't imagine him singing it.
Oh, but it's him. I knew it was him.
Baby, first kiss was your first kiss goodbye. Whoa, you're a loaded gun.
Wow. Okay.
Whoa, there's nowhere to run. No one can save me. The damage is done. Shut the heart.
And you're to blame, darling. You give love this very bad song.
Anyway, call in.
And we had Michigan Charlie. And Ruth Ann, she contributed.
Yeah.
A bad name. I play my part and you play your game. You give love a bad name.
Bad name.
Yeah. Now all we need are love songs.
That is a love song. You give
love. That's not a love
song. It's all about love.
Yeah, a bad love song.
Okay. Well, that's enough of all that.
I don't want a complex.
Helen's got to go to bed.
Yeah.
It's late.
It's a late Friday.
It's a Friday night. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you've enjoyed the week. Hope that the Lord has really blessed you. Hope that you that he has shown you a way to use those blessings to bless others. And we, as always, remind you that your life is a ministry. Make it a good one. I love you.
Huh?
I love you.
I love you.
Don't leave me hanging, man.
Out, brother.
I love you too, Helen. What?
I love you too, Daddy.
There you go. Tell the listeners that you love them and thank them for listening to me, to your daddy. You don't know? You don't know how to say that?
You need to say thank you for listening to my daddy.
Thank you for listening to my daddy.
Okay. Anything else you want to say? We got a couple of minutes here while the music plays.
Say two blind squirrels.
We already said that. She's already said that.
I wasn't going to have her say that.
Oh. Well, what are you going to have her say?
Nothing now.
I'm sorry.
No. What do you want to say?
Hurry. People are
waiting. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Do you listen to John Wilkerson? Talking to the microphone, please. Do you listen to John Wilkerson?
No.
Okay, then. Good. Do you have any piercings?
No.
Okay, good. All right, everybody. Bye, Oscar Diaz.
Bye. Two blind squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.